This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. How you doing? This is episode 202 of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay on Northdale Mabry. I went through the trade-in, upgrade, car buying experience, going from a 2014 Ford sedan with 100,000 plus miles on it to a 2018 Ford SUV with 40,000 plus miles on it. Almost 7 months ago now, the process was quick. It was fair. It was very well handled. Look, the older we get, I think the less exciting getting into a new or pre-owned vehicle is. We just don't want to deal with it. I don't. I had that attitude even though Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, has been writing checks to the winners of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League for multiple years. One of those checks even went to me. It actually helped me pay for my new pre-owned Ford Escape. Now, you can get a new Ford vehicle from Bill Curry Ford. You can get a pre-owned vehicle from Ford. But on the lot at Bill Curry Ford, they also have other major make and models that they would love to sell you. Take a test drive, take a look at it. You can look at their inventory online. Sean Sullivan has his own podcast on joebucksfan.com. He wants you to ask for him when you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle. And if you can't get to Sean Sullivan, because he's the general manager, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace, Todd Wright said, Grace, can you get me in front of Sean Sullivan? I'm interested in a new vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group. I just played some golf with the guys from Brandon Legal Group in Rick Soleil's golf fundraiser at Bloomingdale Golfers Club last weekend. And always have a great time with the Brandon Legal Group gang. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. What does full service mean? Well, it can mean post-judgment. It can mean divorce. It can mean family law. It can mean child support adjustment. It likely means what you need it to mean. And you can get a free consult by going to BrandonLegalGroup.com or calling 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. And the brains behind the Bucks Bulletin spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast every football season. Brandon Legal Group. Excuse me. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com for podcast purposes here. For golf purposes, and we're now on our summer break, and I need it. I'll be ready to go in October, but for weather reasons and also mental health, I need a break as well. So next tournament will not be until second weekend of October, details to come. Then we'll go in December for the Holiday Spectacular. Then in February for Good versus Evil Chapter 7. Wow. Then our pre-masters event. Then the Todd Wright Tour Championship. I'll be here before you know it. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. If you'd like to talk to me about my golf events, they are open to the public. We had a lot of new players at the Todd Wright Tour Championship recently, and I met and greeted and thanked every one of them for coming out. Pictures of all of this from my golf events are on my social media pages at ToddWright2121 on Instagram or simply Todd Wright on Facebook. Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Can't miss my face. In the icon, and just follow along there, all right? Okay, so Lightning Sweet Panthers, got a few thoughts here, because first of all, if you are a Lightning fan, be prepared. It's going to be a while until you see them again. As a matter of fact, here is one scenario, and I know this sounds stunning. So the Lightning played at home, won game four against the Panthers on Monday night, May 23rd. I'm recording this on the 24th. There is a scenario where the Lightning do not play their next home game until Monday, June 6th, maybe Sunday, June 5th. Basically 2 weeks. I know you're saying, what do you mean 2 weeks? It's the playoffs. This is what happens when you knock somebody out in four. Your opponent is yet to be determined. Television networks have specific windows that they've already slotted these games for. I've already looked at arena availability. There are no concerts that I can see that are at Amalie Arena that are going to cause this, but that's just the cause and effect. The Lightning will play the winner of the Hurricanes-Rangers series, which may go seven games and would likely force the Lightning, who will not have home ice against either the Hurricanes or the Rangers. So the first two games of the next series will be on the road. So if you're a Lightning fan and you can't wait to see them again, settle in. It's almost like an Olympic break. Fortnite, 2 weeks between home games. That's what I'm telling you is sort of the maximum scenario here, and it's a possibility. So just wanted to get that out there first. As I posted on Twitter last night and has been a very popular retweet, I enjoyed very much when Nikita Kucherov took the dais and answered questions from the media after the Lightning won their second Stanley Cup championship. Some liked the fact that he was shirtless. Some liked the fact that, let's just say, he was buzzed and working on more and drinking Bud Light up there. I liked his honesty. I really, really like that. And I've heard in the last year, and often when Kucherov plays on the road, when he touches the puck, he's that player. You know, there are certain buildings that boo a particular player when the puck is on their stick. And because of some things that he said, Kucherov gets that treatment. Actually, I think he feeds off it. He outed Montreal Canadiens fans for how they celebrated winning one game in that Stanley Cup Finals. Then he also talked about Vasilevsky, and I side with Kucherov here, and how in the two runs to winning Stanley Cups, Kucherov said, "We don't do it without Vasilevsky." I'm paraphrasing. And he talked about who won the Vezina Trophy those years, because it wasn't Vasilevsky. And he mentioned Marc-Andre Fleury in Vegas from the second run. And the previous one, he didn't say the name. And he just said, yeah, that's all number one bullshit. By the way, the trivia question is, Connor Hellebuck of Winnipeg won the Vezina instead of Andrei Vasilevsky the year the Lightning won in the bubble and won the Stanley Cup, which is also just flat-out Canadian hockey bias. They can't win a Stanley Cup in the salary cap era, so they compensate for it by all their homer frickin' writers, and they vote for their own players to win major awards to make them feel better. Look at MVP voting, the Connor Hellebuck Vezina Trophy voting. Go ahead, go take a look for yourself. That's how these things play out. It's a regional bias by Canadian hockey writers and media. No other explanation. None. So I like that, and there's the establishment that, what a poor sport Kucherov is. No, he's just shoving it up your ass. He's just telling you the truth because you got it wrong. So in the spirit of that, when the game ended last night, because I had been saying all along in my radio segments on VSiN and on The Bone in Tampa Bay, in my TV segments on Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay, leading up to the playoffs, before the playoffs even started, when even people in Tampa were looking past the Lightning to find another team to beat. Who's the team to beat in the East? I'm like, are you kidding me? Really? It's right under your freaking nose. And I said, if you're saying the Lightning aren't the team to beat, who is? And some said Toronto, and I accurately said, oh, you mean the team that can't get out of the first round? Being chased by ghosts from 1967 with the same inexperienced coach, the highest goals against average in the playoffs, and the same players from last year that lose in game 7 of the first round every year. No, Toronto's not the team to beat, and they weren't. And then I said about the Florida Panthers, I said, again, inexperienced coach, doesn't know how to win postseason series, franchise that hasn't done shit since 96, lost to the Lightning last year in the first round, and don't prop up the, oh, over 4 goals per game. That's regular season hockey. Playoff hockey, you can't score that many goals per game. Not going to happen. So my tweet at ToddWright2121 last night, which has been retweeted by many people. The Florida Panthers averaged over 4 goals per game in the regular season. They did not score a total of 4 goals in the entire playoff series combined against the Lightning. I believe Nikita Kucherov would accurately refer to Florida's 4 goals per game average as, quote, number one bullshit. Because that's exactly what it was. I'm also going to give you some evidence via The Athletic. Very good friend of mine that I play golf with, that I've done some work for, now works for The Athletic, turned me on to how The Athletic covers some things differently. And in a recent post in The Athletic about its headline, Vasilevsky's Brilliance, also just a side note here for those of you who love the Lightning and Vasilevsky. If you're going to post praise and memes about him, spell his name right, please. Spell his name right. Okay, I come from an era where in one particular class I took in college for broadcast journalism, if you spell a person's name wrong in an assignment, that teacher failed you. Failed you. You could talk about the second coming of Christ, and if you misspell any proper name in the piece, the teacher would fail you. Here's how you spell Vasilevsky's name. Vasilevsky. And for those of you blowing me off, say, well, you know what I mean. No, you look stupid. If you're going to praise the guy, spell his freaking name right before you post on social media. Or just don't bother. You want to say his name, it speaks the same way. All right. So from Vasilevsky's Brilliance, The Athletic spelled it right, and 5 Other Reasons the Lightning Swept the Panthers. I believe that was the title of the piece. Yep. Here's proof the Panthers, much like the Maple Leafs, don't know what it takes. I talk about this every year. Either a team knows what it takes to win in the postseason or they don't. The regular season does not matter. It's a different game in the postseason. One sentence from this piece tells you why the Panthers didn't know what it took to win in the postseason. And my friend Gil Alexander and others who follow the Washington Capitals would probably accurately say, yeah, they shouldn't have gotten past the Caps. I don't know, 4 inches missing an empty net in game 5 of that series is over. Was that game 5 or game 6? Game 5, I think. And the Caps eliminate the Panthers in the first round. Here's the sentence in the piece in The Athletic. The Lightning had 77 blocked shots in the series compared to 44 for the Panthers. Let me read it again. The Lightning had 77 blocked shots in the series compared to 44 for the Panthers. It's almost double. You know what blocked shots are? That's giving it up. That's giving everything you got. You have an opponent firing vulcanized rubber, and you throw yourself in front of it so it doesn't get to your goaltender. That's postseason hockey. Lightning blocked 77. Panthers, 44. As a matter of fact, in Game 5, Ryan McDonagh, single Lightning defenseman, blocked more shots individually in Game 5 than six Panther defensemen combined. Panthers don't know what it takes to win. And that's why they weren't going to win that series. More number one bullshit. Oh, let's see, you know, since ESPN is going to be the home of the Stanley Cup Finals this year. Now, this alternates. Next year, we'll actually get the number one team in hockey calling the Stanley Cup Finals. Because, in essence, the NBCSN, the strength of NBCSN slid over to TNT. Other than Brian Boucher, who's very good. So the Lightning series was on TNT against the Panthers. So you got their number one team of Kenny Albert, Eddie Olczyk, and thank God, no Pierre Maguire. Oh, another side note. Pierre Maguire, by the way, was fired after 10 months as like president of hockey development for the Ottawa Senators. Please. Okay. Eddie Olczyk will make sure Pierre Maguire is not hired by TNT. ESPN, please. You've already screwed up a lot of your hockey coverage, namely your number one announcer. You know, your little bald regional guy who wants to tell stories that people in New England like and no one outside of New England gives a shit about, and Sean McDonagh. ESPN, please don't hire Pierre Maguire. Please. Save us all from him. That's what we enjoyed with him working for the Ottawa Senators for 10 months. We didn't have to listen to him and all his bullshit junior hockey stories during games. I'm sure Pierre Maguire and Sean McDonagh should sit in a room and just tell stories and lock the room and let them tell all the stories they want. None of us have to listen to them. And we'll all be fine. So please, ESPN, don't hire Pierre Maguire. All right, so from ESPN.com, all of their hockey people, and it's a lot of them. Was it 27? 17 of them picked the Panthers to beat the Lightning. Sean Allen, Panthers in six. Blake Bolden, Panthers in seven. Brian Boucher, Panthers in six. Oh, Brian, you're a goaltender. You knew better. John Buchegras, let's pause there. Yo, Buch and I were cordial when I worked there. There's a lot to like about John Buchegras, and I don't question his enthusiasm and passion for the game of hockey. But boy, he makes some bad predictions. Do you know before the playoffs started, he picked the Minnesota Wild to win the cup? Who picks a pro team from Minnesota to do shit in the playoffs? People from Minnesota don't pick their own team to do shit in the playoffs. Do you know the Minnesota Twins have lost their last 18 postseason baseball games? Their last 18. As Rick Pitino would say, Kirby Puckett ain't walking through that door. The Vikings don't do shit. The Wolves trade Andrew Wiggins, who's going to win a title with the Dubs. The Twins can't win a postseason game. 0-8, 0 for their last 18. And the Wild? Now, I like Dean Evason, but he'll win in his next stop. And I like Kaprizov. He'll win the next place he goes, as will Eriksson Ek. I like their desperate move of bringing in Marc-Andre Fleury, but Marc-Andre just doesn't have that much left anymore. But really, Booch, you picked the freaking Minnesota Wild to win the cup? Are you trying to get free Juicy Lucy's in St. Paul? Maybe a deal on walleye? Huh? That's stupid. That's stupid. Much like Booch picked the Maple Leafs to beat the Lightning in the first round, and he picked the Panthers to beat him in the second round. John, just stop. It's right under your nose. You have a passion for the game. There's no excuse for your stupid picks. Others who picked the Panthers, Ryan Callahan did. Other names. Oh, Linda Cohn, I need to text her. Linda, you know better. Although she did once try out for goaltender with the Panthers. I love that story. Rick DiPietro, worst goaltending contract ever. Ray Ferraro. Oh, Ray. Leah Hextall. Some of these names I don't know. Oh, Steve Levy. You know better. Love Levy. Sean McDonough. I'd say I'm not surprised, but you know what? McDonough went 8-0 with his picks in the first round. By the way, I am 7-1. I'm 8-1 in my picks in my bracket. If Boston could just win one freaking game in Raleigh, I have a perfect bracket. Tell you, Messier's all in on the Lightning. Captain of the 94 Rangers. He thinks they're going to win it all. He said it before. Or as Gil Alexander would say, pre-flop. That's enough. AJ Molesko, she's good. Picked the Lightning. Torts picked the Panthers. So there you go. Just outing some people, namely Buchagrass. The Minnesota Wild Buch. You picked the Maple Leafs to beat the Lightning. You picked the Panthers to beat the Lightning. So I know what's coming. You're not learning from your mistakes. You're going to pick Carolina or New York to beat the Lightning, too. All right. Yeah, I've had my fun. That's long enough. Sorry this went on so long. But it is fun to talk about. We'll get you a preview of the conference finals when we have all four representatives in the conference finals to talk about. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. For golf information, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Take care.